A tincture. Powerful. Impregnability. A tincture. It's just a tiny little drop of ink, for instance, that will make a bucket of water turn dark and dirty. A tincture is all we have to work with when we consider the universe and the allness of the universe, the grandness, the grossness, the magnificence of the universe. Yes. Think about it. How do you think about the universe? How do you think about anything that you do? It's just a tincture, just a very tiny, tiny bit. And yet, it has tremendous possibilities. One word spoken, one idea thought, one dream thought about, revealed. They're all but tinctures, all but powerful, powerful effects upon the world. Or are they an effect? Are they the effect that brings about the effect? The effect that is brought into our heart, into our life, into our being. When a mother says to her child, "I love you," and the mother says it with her motherly love and her depth of feeling, the child knows that. And that love permeates, impregnates that child from stem to stern, from top to bottom. And that child goes through the day feeling loved. And the same goes for a little bit of hate, a little bit of anger, just a tincture of anger, and how it does despoil everything that it has. We have the privilege of using ever so little of our love, ever so little of our joy, ever so little of our peace. Forget the negative. We have so marvelous an opportunity to be thinking and living and acting in the present moment in a positive, beautiful way. First person, present positive, positive, beautiful way. We have that privilege. Do we take advantage of that privilege? Do we realize that the tiniest word, the tiniest thought, the tiniest drop of impurity changes the pure? Oh, the pure is still there, but now it's hidden. Now it's hidden beneath that impurity, that tincture. The tiniest possible thought, the tiniest possible action, the tiniest possible substance that through its impregnability, it goes into the very essence, the very substance of all things. Our words are so important. Our thoughts are equally important. When I think a thought and I think how wonderful the world is, how wonderful the world is for me and for you and for whoever is thinking this wonderful thought. Now, am I ready to live my life in the marvelous, beautiful fashion that my life can be lived? Am I ready to take all the tinctures of thought, all the tinctures of ideas, all the tinctures of words, all the tinctures of attitudes, and recognize how powerful they are and how magnificent they are and how careful I have to be as I speak them? For if I say any negative thought, it has a tremendous power that wipes through the entire universe and activates that thought. The same is true, equally and even more so. We think that the negative thoughts have more power than the positive thoughts. Well, they all have power. They all are but a tincture, and there is no power. The tincture is an is, and it affects all the world. It affects all upon which it is laid. So it's up to us. It's up to us to live in that perfect tincture, that perfect feeling, that perfect attitude of all good, all wonder, all beingness. And when we do that, then our world reflects outwardly every thought we have within ourselves. Now, if we have a thought that we are sick, we instantly stop that thought. And we instantly say to ourselves, I am whole and perfect. And we dwell on, I am whole and perfect. We dwell on, all is in divine order. We dwell on peace. We dwell on goodness. We dwell on life and love and joy and truth. Not on anything else. We stop it. If our tendency has been to think negative thoughts, to look at appearances and say those appearances are reality. If that's been our tendency, change it right now. It's not too late. For today, this moment is the beginning of the rest of our world, of our thinking, of our universe. Our thought for today always is, all is in divine order. Our thought for today always is and always is life, 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 living, living, living. Beauty, beauty, beauty. Joy, joy, joy. That's who we are. We have the ability to impregnate all the world with our thought of love. And that impregnation goes throughout all. It's not difficult. It's just a matter of saying, I like me. It's a matter of saying, I like you. It's a matter of saying, I'm a good creator and I created you to be beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And you are. And all is in divine order. This is how I create everything in my life. This is how I create all in my life. With but one tincture, one little tincture, and all the rest is wonderful indeed. Today, I make up a list of all the tinctures that I choose to impregnate my life with. I make up that list and I call it love, peace, joy, harmony, divine order. And I make up that list and I keep adding to it. I keep impregnating my mind with the truth about myself. And each impregnation is powerful. And it brings about, as it may have been, but a tincture, just an instant thought. And it is the truth about me. It is the reality about me. It is all that I am. And I am happy. I am joyous. I am filled with peace and filled with love and filled with everything that's good, because that's all that matters. This day, I walk my world, my life, in peace. I walk my life in joy. I walk my thoughts in magnificence, because that's all that matters. And if ever a thought comes into my mind contrary to my highest good, I immediately think a thought for my highest good. And I say my loving om, my loving thought to myself, I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order. I like me, I like me, I like me. I am peace. I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm independently wealthy. I like me, I like me, I like me. I am the power of the universe, expressing right now every moment of my life and every circumstance of my life. And I am doing it now. I'm doing it now and forevermore. It may be but a tincture, just a drop. So tiny I can hardly see it. But that tincture is all that it takes. I like me. I like you. I love you. I love you. I love you.